Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order and verify that we do have a quorum. Karen will not be here tonight. So could we stand and allegiance to the flag?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. We have our agendas in front of us, and I'd like to ask if we can accept the agenda on a motion.
What? Did you want to add the Albert School thing to the agenda?
Or we could just stick it in new business.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense? So, do we have a new business thing?
14, yeah.
Okay.
I would make a motion that we accept the minutes as published then.
Have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, the consent agenda. The September 27th, 2023 meeting minutes. Ruth Ann, do you want to?
What do you want me to do? We want to?
Well, yeah.
You want to accept the meeting, the minutes?
Yeah, I mean,
okay.
Since I wasn't there, it's really hard for me to look at them and say, yeah, that's what happened.
Okay.
We do this all as a group, right?
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Really, the question right now is whether we have any changes.
Okay, I make a motion that we accept the consent agenda as is.
We don't have.
We don't.
No, not everything's been reported out on the consent agenda.
I'm sorry?
We haven't seen everything on the consent agenda
okay.
yet.
Okay.
So I think we just go through item by item and if we have any changes or discussion.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay.
Like I said, I apologize up front. I'm a little in the dark right this minute.
I mean, I didn't see anything to change on the minutes.
So do we want a motion then to accept the minutes of September 27th?
No, we just go forward.
Then we move on to the next item.
Just move on to the next one?
The consent agenda is all one motion.
Okay.
Do we have any correspondence?
No correspondence, no.
Okay, bank reconciliation. I have signed the reconciliation deal, all the parts. Our bank summary in the bank of BMO now, in the money market account, we have $717,602.74. We had interest last month of $1,239.62. So we have a gross total now in that account of $718,842.36. The Community Bank of Colorado, the money market account there, we have $705,809.99. And the interest last month was $1,595.32. So the gross there is $707,405.31. The checking account at the Colorado Banking deal, we had a starting balance of $901,519.41. We had checks and payments, which were 23 items, which totaled $141,959.39. And then we had deposits and credits of $24,565.37, which was basically four items. So we have an ending balance there in the checking account of $784,125.39. The payroll account, we had a starting balance of $140,974.07. We had checks and payments when we did the payrolls of $56,685.50, which was nine items. And then we deposited $126,000, which was one item. So we ended up with an ending balance right now of $210,288.57. Is there any questions? Our secretary is not here, so I don't know if we want to send her a copy of this or not.
Yes.
Okay.
I've got it electronically.
Okay. Okay. Excellent.
Karen.
So, I'm sorry.
Any other questions?
Just a comment. Thank you again for staying up with all of that.
Hey, it's these folks here keep me abreast and, I just signed checks for bills and stuff, so we're solvent.
Okay, there you go.
So I could do the September budget to actual. Okay. So by the end of September, if you look at your budget page, the last page, and it's the third line from the bottom, the total expense. So by the end of September, we had spent $731,193.13 out of our budget of $1.37 million. And that is, we've spent 53.36% of the budget. If you look at the year, January through the end of September, that's 75% of the year. So we're still spending under where we would be otherwise. There is one thing I want to ask, and I don't know, I'd like to ask for you to vote on it, and I guess you'll have to vote on it later after the consent agenda.
Yes.
But if you look at on the first page under expenses, and if you look for library service tech 16020, you notice that we are at 98, almost 99% of that budget already. So I would like to ask the board if they would be willing to transfer $30,000 from surplus to this library service tech line to cover the difference there. And my best estimation of why we're going over here is that we sometimes use library service techs as substitutes. We use them as substitutes instead of using our actual substitute pool. And so then we're eating into our library service tech line rather than using our substitute line. So that's, and our substitute.
And just for clarifications, then that's acceptable.
Right. Yeah. They will volunteer to work extra hours. They don't, you know, they may only work 20 hours a week or something like that. And so they can volunteer to help out and, you know, work more to cover. So we had a lot of extra help in September. Jamie retired. And so we needed to cover a lot more shifts than we had previously. Plus we had people sick as well. So we were covering for that. So that's the my best guess as to why we're already at 98% of that budget. It's not a guess. It's, yeah. That's my opinion.
So do you want to address that
Should we put it in the other business?
Other business.
Yeah.
Can we, yeah, put that with other items?
I apologize. The last couple meetings we have, oh, we skipped past that consent agenda, and you're the only one that ever catches it, so thank you very much.
Any other comments on the budget?
Other questions about, there are other places too that were over budget, but not a ton.
On bank fees, how did we, is it because of our transfer of funds on the payroll? Is that what's running our fees up?
So we were paying bank fees to
Bank of Oklahoma.
Bank of Oklahoma. So we just must not have budgeted enough to cover that.
But it's interesting that it's 125.06%, which is exactly the dollar amount.
Well, the budget was 100. The budget was $100.
Okay.
So if you spend, you know, $25.06 over that, it's going to be, your budget is going to be. That's the kind of beautiful budgeting that we like. It doesn't often work out that way.
A couple other items where we're over is like printed materials on books. Is that just because of the increased? I mean, I did some pricing today on various other things in construction, and I'm still not recovered from sticker shock.
So my explanation for this is that last year we budgeted differently than we have previously for these items. So last year we gave every library, you'll notice every library except for Elbert got a flat amount. Mm. And instead of budgeting based on the size, and so that's why, in my opinion, that's why we need to buy more for Elizabeth, because it's a larger library and we have more demand. So when I budgeted this year, I did not do that, a flat amount across each library, because to me it doesn't make sense when we have so much more usage here at Elizabeth and we don't as much at Kiowa and Simla.
That was very kind, thank you. Because who spends too much?
I'm sure our patrons appreciate it though.
Well, I buy for you, Alan.
Oh, thank you. Well, I know I come up with some pretty strange requests for books.
You like to be challenged.
Yeah, well, I have a new list.
Oh, boy.
And my wife, I need to submit that new list maybe tomorrow or Friday, because okay, she's on my case. She wants to read a couple of those books that are on that list. Okay. Unfortunately, they're somewhat left-wing.
That's all right. We need some balance here.
Any more questions about the budget?
Takes us to the consent agenda, does it not?
That's the end of the consent agenda.
Okay, we need a motion on accepting the consent agenda.
I move that we accept the consent agenda items.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we are now at committee reports, Community Needs Assessment Committee, which is two of us.
Well, we had a really good report from the Community Needs Assessment person at the Elbert meeting last month. I mean, he really went over things and explained where he's going and whatever, and it was really it was good. It was.
I've been corresponding with him. I have not had the chance to.
He's a really super nice guy, and Susan hauled him around, and I'm sure clued him into all of our back roads, and he seemed like knowledgeable, and was right up to snuff with what I had a feeling that he was getting a good feel for the county, and was looking forward to meeting up with the people that we gave him on the list as to do the individual assessments. So I'm looking forward to seeing what he thought of those different people and what they tell him.
So he's having those interviews like this week and next week.
Just checking to see when mine is scheduled. Okay. Yeah, if you have not, he's trying to conduct the interviews right now, so the 24th through the 27th, so I intend on doing that.
So
I guess you have your contact number.
Yeah. So he's been in contact with all. There's 11 of them now on the list. And so the small group interviews that they're going to be doing at each of in each of the communities, we've had to move those again because Anders he felt really bad. He forgot an important engagement that he had on his calendar. So I'm going to talk with him Friday to reschedule that. But we had scheduled a board study session for November 1st, and we're just going to cancel that. We won't have that after all. But we'll try and work on getting another board study session set up when he can come to town the next time.
Okay. Do you have anything else you want to add on that?
It's probably a good thing on the November 1st because I'm supposed to be counting ballots.
Interesting. Can we have a, since that's our only committee report this time, I want to vote on accepting that?
I don't think we need to vote on.
Okay. I'm sorry, guys. Brain fog. All right, director's report.
So just to give you some employee updates, our former substitute Lori Pagelop, we promoted her to lead at Elizabeth. She replaced Janie, and her first day was October 2nd. We've been going through and taking some substitutes off the payroll since they haven't subbed for us in a while. And we have two new substitutes starting at Simla the week after next. My new branch manager at Kiowa and Albert starts on November 6th. And again, I'm not going to share anything with you until it really happens. So I'm being superstitious, I guess, here. So statistics. If you look at the statistics page in your handout, it looks like this page here. So we're getting closer to having full statistics for you. And hopefully after we get our new branch manager at Kiowa and Elbert, I will be not giving you blanks in certain places. But I've got our circulation is looking pretty exciting. If you look back over like the last several months, we've definitely been running higher than 2022. So our September circulation was 10,131 compared to 8,800 during the same time period the year before. So that's really exciting. Our programming is ongoing, but we have some blanks there and I'm not giving you the data there. We have 10,000 cardholders now compared to that back to the beginning of the year when we had about 9,400 cardholders. So it's just pretty exciting to see what's going on. It feels like we're really bouncing back. This year has like been a real year compared to the pandemic. So that's been a good thing.
Any other comments on that?
I'm sorry, I have more to.
Oh, okay.
I have more to go. Just to update you on different facilities. Elbert, we had to close one day, one evening, because we had an employee who was sick, and then we weren't able to bring in a substitute in time. At Elizabeth, Ruth Ann reminded me about a safety issue that was brought to my attention by the auditor, actually. So the concern is that you can come in from the front door through this door here and then go through that door to get to the back area and not be challenged by staff. So I've been working with staff. We're going to also add a sign. I've been talking with staff about making sure that we keep this door locked unless we're having a program in here. And so then that shuts it off. This door here has better lines of sight to the circulation desk. So
that's the door I use.
That's the door you use.
Yes, it
is. Oh, no. Okay. Well, that doesn't answer that problem, but it does have better lines of sight.
Yeah, because I could hear the murmuring and stuff, and I just tiptoed through and tiptoed out.
Oh, dang. Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, but
good try.
This one. Yeah, this one is the one that really concerns me. Okay. So. So yeah, we'll keep looking at that and working on that then. And
do we have a closer on that door
to the attention of the staff?
Right, just the security issue. So
I was just thinking, put a little shop bell on the door, so it just jingles.
On which door?
On the main door when they come in.
So the thing is that it's going to jingle all day long.
Yeah, that's probably not so good.
And it can be crazy making. Mm-hmm. So. I mean, if we wanted to put a jingle, we could put a jingle on this door, and then if they heard it, they would know.
Okay, that would.
They would know that somebody had come into the meeting room.
Does that door have a closer on it?
It doesn't have a closer, but there's a lock on the back, so it just.
I'm wondering it help if it had a closer so that the door shuts all the time.
They use it for when we have programs in here. Staff comes in and out from this door. Rather than going into that little antechamber and then coming in here. So anyway, we'll keep working on this.
I just don't want them surprised.
Yeah. No, it's a safety issue. Yeah. The auditor told me that, you know, what her ideal situation would be to have key cards on all the doors so that you couldn't get into the back area at all without a key card. So lots of things to update you on from Kiowa. The Friends had the back door installed on October 11th. Yes. And it really looks quite nice. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. I saw it.
You saw it? And they the only thing is they could not yet install the screen door. So they're still working on the screen door. But we've got a door. So if you can, it's just like a beautiful.
Oh, very nice.
It's a little blue.
Yes.
Little blue door. Okay. And it's I'm really pleased with that.
It's double pane glass.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's two panes. And yes, it does look like the TARDIS.
So we learned in Kiowa that a company in Elbert County called Prism Builds. They build like pole barns and they do remodeling. They purchased the house to the west of the library and they're going to put their corporate office there. They're currently out on Highway 86 at the end of the strip mall. You can see their office there. So they called me. The reason I know this is they called me because they were taking down the two large trees in the backyard, and they wanted to let us know so we could move our cars in case they were in the way when they toppled those trees. So they're using that whole back area for parking. And Kiowa had a boiler problem. They don't have a furnace. They have a boiler. So starting on Friday, October the 13th, appropriate day, through Thursday, October 19th, we didn't have any heat at Kiowa. And I'm really glad that it happened now rather than waiting, failing when it was much, much colder. As it was, it was super cold because that building just, it just retains whatever's going on outside.
The history of that, they didn't have heat until at any sort. The parishioners had to show up and make a fire if it was to be warm until, I think, almost 1950.
Well, that makes sense because that back area, we think, was probably built in the 60s. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And speaking of that back area, when Anders toured that library, just to give you a heads up, he's a very mellow guy, but he was pretty outraged that we had a restroom at Kiowa that was not ADA compliant. And if you've ever been in that restroom, you have to like straddle the toilet in order to shut the door. So there's just no way that anyone in a wheelchair could get into that. So I asked him when he was, that day we were talking about things he found during the day. And he said, I said, should I go ahead and start on this now? Because it is such a major, problem. And he said, no, just wait till I put in my final report. But I wanted to give you a heads up on that's going to come through as something that he's.
Well, and that's a good point. I mean, we could be sued.
Right. And it's just a very, we have lovely access now to get into Kiowa. We put in the ramp in the front, but they just can't.
Fixing that bathroom won't be easy.
No. Yeah. It's going to take a remodel of that back area. Just a quick update on Simla. They've had a few days without internet, and they've got a work order into the company. So that's in progress. And then at Simla on Tuesday, October 10th, they had an Xcel Energy meeting at the school across the street. And they went around to all the businesses in town and just recommended that they close down because there was a potential for violence or discord at that meeting. And so we closed the library about 25 minutes early that day. So it's a very hot. The Xcel thing is a very hot issue in the community. Just kind of letting you know about my time off and everything. Thank you all for your kind words and during my mom's hospice time and her passing. It's go from that to Legoland. And we had a wonderful time at Legoland.
How do you define contrast?
It's I just keep talking to myself about compartmentalization, it's like, Legoland was grand. So, and then I'm going to be taking off a few days around Thanksgiving because my dad's going to be in town. He's going to spend Thanksgiving with us. And what I'm going to be doing next month is training our new branch manager. And I'm not going to talk more about that because I need to knock on wood, make sure she gets here. So that's my report.
Okay, item number 7, proposed 2024 budget public hearing.
So I don't see any members of the public here tonight.
I don't either. And quite frankly, that's not a disappointment.
If I can, I kind of went through this last time. Kathy did find an error for me, which was great. I had transposed a couple numbers from this year's budget. So I had put, I believe it was the office supplies, I think I switched Elizabeth and Albert's from this year's numbers. So that is fixed. But what I think would be the best thing for you all is to, if you're going to approve these proposed budgets, you're going to need to approve them separately with two separate motions, one for the regular and one for the HH, if HH passes. So, do you have any questions for me?
But for now, we're just deciding what to put out for comment, or is...
No.
Okay. Gosh.
Yeah. I mean, this is your opportunity. We can defer this. We still have, we actually can vote on it. Well, you do have to, well, it should be approved before December in under normal circumstances.
Okay. So we published this.
We did.
Okay. Yes. Sorry. I know I've seen it before.
Yeah. So we put a notice. We put two public notices in the Ranchland News, and one was that we're having our budget hearing tonight, okay. And the other one was about the intent to exceed the property tax limit. And then we put those notices also on our website, and we also put the proposed budgets on the website, this document.
Okay. And an appropriate amount of time has passed, so we could conceive of being voted on this.
Right. Yeah, but we can also, if you're more comfortable waiting, we can also wait as well. So,
any discussion on that?
If it's, we're all ready and everything's covered, we should just get it done.
I agree.
Maybe some advantage just going on there. Okay, then.
So we need a motion to adopt the proposed 2024 budget without HH.
Right.
I move that.
And now you second that. Any discussion? Seeing none. Let's vote on that. All in favor?
Aye.
And then should HH pass, I move that we alternatively adopt the 2020 proposed budget with HH.
I would second that, because the only change is we have less money for the capital funds deal, because we're going to get a little less money potentially. That's the only change. Everything else is pretty much the same.
And the amount we pay to the treasurer.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Right. I don't think it's a significant amount. So, shall we vote on that? Can somebody make a motion?
We have a motion. I second it.
Okay. Everybody vote. Aye.
Cool. Okay. Does that take us to number 9?
Number 8.
Oh, yeah. Proposed intent to exceed property tax limit. We don't
have a public.
We are without public. So I think we're in the same place we were on the other, so I think we could vote. Intend to exceed the property.
Okay, number 3, it says after the public hearing, the board must adopt a resolution to approve the mill levy that exceeds the property tax limit.
And then the suggested language before for the motion.
Okay. What is it? This becomes a motion then? Okay. Pursuant to CRS 29-1-306, This section takes effect only if the ballot issue is referred to and approved by the registered electors in accordance with CRS 24-77-202. The Elbert County Library District Board of Trustees resolves to retain and spend any revenue from previously authorized mill levy of 2.516 to exceed the property tax limit. You need a second?
Okay. In favor?
Aye.
Now, board self-evaluation. If you haven't had a chance to look that over, it's in your packet. Graciously put together from our I think this is self-explanatory.
We get to take it home and fill it out. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not doing mine here. You look over my shoulder.
What do we do with it after we fill it out? Are we doing anything? Yours is for our own edification.
Is it going to be submitted for public approval? Or is our director going to read this and chastise?
Robert gets it.
Uh-oh.
Now we're in trouble.
We're in deep trouble now.
Yeah. No, really. I'm looking forward to reading them.
Oh, shucks.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
Number 10, recruiting new board members. Alan Krennick, January 2024, and Sheila Zuschek, January
2024. We don't need to find someone to do this.
You know what I'm going to do with this?
Yeah, I've been debating about it for months, and I have to get something out. I'm overextended.
I understand. Alan?
I will re-up.
Okay. I have a short list of people I might ask to apply, but I'm expecting them all to say no.
Okay. I want to say that Karen Sutchin is having a bit of a difficult time. Where I am trying to live with her inside companion, which is a giant dog, which she's never done before. It's driving her crazy. So
I talked to Karen about that one time, and the kind that fell by the wayside.
Yeah, and Gay has worked with her on that as well. But she did ask me, and I think she mentioned it to you as well, that we need to find something. So we're going to have to find a new secretary and replace you. Any candidates that you might think of, and we probably should advertise.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. I think we should put together a committee. I'll be on that if somebody wants to join me. Okay.
I have a neighbor. Person that a lady that's I don't know if she would want to run as an election judge next week, so a couple times to twist around.
Okay.
do you want us to go ahead and advertise now? Because we...
I believe the sooner we get that done.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll post it in all the libraries. I've got I have a promotional thing. Okay.
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 Did you say that the members of Rehab have to have a different role? Is that pertinent to talk about?
I don't know if, we're looking at the bylaws. The bylaws, I mean, the officers are not elected until after the January meeting. Don't we elect those in February? So that mm-hmm. That will be different. But yeah, for no trustees eligible to serve more than 4 consecutive terms. And you're on 2 or 3?
I would be, I think this, well, I didn't serve a full term the first time around. So this last term is my first full term. So I don't know how that counts.
So it says a trustee who has served more than half a term is considered to have served a full term.
So then probably I'm on my, would be my third term then.
Okay.
Right.
And it's a 3-year term or is it 1 year? I thought it was a 3-year.
They're a 3-year term.
That's what I thought.
Now, if it feels like you've been on this thing forever, that really doesn't count.
Yeah, nah, I didn't cause that much trouble.
Okay. Susan, we're going to take care of number 11, review the 2024 board meeting and holiday schedule.
Sure. This is for 2024, and I kept the same pattern that we've been using in the past, where we go to Kiowa in May, Simla in June, and then we don't go to Elbert until September when they're back in school again.
Right.
And then the special board meeting, you know, if that is needed, it's in early December. We've scheduled our staff meeting day where we'll close the library to do training all day that day. And then I did count our holidays. We have 10 holidays this year. So if you count the lines here, there are 11 lines, but New Year's Eve, we just close at 3 p.m. We're actually open that day. So just if you have any questions about that, I think it's, you know, it's our meeting is always the third Wednesday of the month. And those are all the third Wednesdays. So I don't think we have to approve it or anything like that.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so.
It seems like we did in the past, but that probably doesn't matter. I mean, we've seen it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know which way, if it needs to be approved or not. So
I would say
on that deal, I'll make a motion that we approve the holidays as published, provided to the board at the October meeting.
I'd second that. All in favor?
Aye.
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 That way we got bases covered.
Thank you. Okay, collection development policy review, if time allows.
So I brought it to the last meeting, and I actually brought the policy to you at the last meeting. However, this time I did not bring the policy back to you. I didn't make you copies this time. So... and last time we just tabled it.
Okay. Would you like to table it again? I would make the motion that we table the collection development policy review until the next meeting.
Sounds like the reasonable, least painful.
Second is that.
Do you second?
Can we get an electronic copy of that? Did you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it would have been a month ago if you did.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you have to vote on a tabling motion. Well, maybe you do. I'm not.
Let's go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, public comment.
Oh, just to go back, if you could just also just include a note, like what you expect us to do with it.
Just to, yeah.
If that way, probably go a lot faster the next time, too. The recommendation is valued.
Are there any other items, business from the board?
Okay, yeah, so I wanted to talk about the Elbert Library.
Yes.
Okay.
We did talk about this, so this isn't a surprise.
It's not a surprise, no. I just, the one time we had that one meeting about, because I think Robert brought it up about moving into a building, a freestanding building, and getting out of the school. And we said, well, we can't even talk about it because it wasn't put in the budget. It's not on the, it's, we just can't even do anything. And part of the issue is because we're getting that from the needs assessment. And it's not, the numbers are not going to happen until January, right? We're not going to get that. So depending on what he says to us, whether we need a library in Elbert, we don't need a library in Elbert, what should we do? If we don't put some kind of plan in play, then it's going to be until 2025 that we can address the potential of moving the library out of the school. I'm not happy with the library in the school. I feel it's a potential safety issue. And I also think that people don't have easy access. It's like you have to go up to the thing, ring the bell, and be, you know, and it just really doesn't feel right.
And the problem there, from having taught school in a period of time where everything sort of started at Columbine and got worse, is that whenever you go and you hit that button and you say, I'm here for the library, they just buzz you in. Mm-hmm. And so you have to hope that that person didn't just tell you a lie and has some grudge or whatever, but that it's really difficult to sort of parse out whose responsibility it is. I couldn't live with myself if we let somebody in and one of our patrons was harmed or one of the students there in the school. The only other alternative to that is to sit down with them in the school and come up with a policy of some sort that would have to be adhered to. And I have to be real honest with you. The Elbert doesn't have a lot of money, and they're not going to be able to afford a security person to do that right now. I think they feel pretty good that they can even control the door at all. But the library pressure brings a whole new component to it because you don't have to be involved with the school. So
the other thing too is like, is there, because that library is also, quote, the school library. So how do they handle things that are for adults and keep the kids away from it or something like that?
Yeah. Those were all things that I noticed when we went out there last time for our meeting in Elbert, was I was noticing, you know, how do you keep kids out of certain content?
Mm-hmm.
How do you control access to the building? I can see the issues that you guys are bringing up. I think that those are really valuable, and we probably do need to move out of that space.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, though, we need that needs assessment in order to understand better how much space we need.
Exactly.
So, you know, and right now, I know we've just approved the budget for next year. If we're planning on having a needs assessment in January, then that gives us kind of a year to plan before we put out a budget that would include a move in Elbert. And I know that's kind of pushing it down the road, especially if there's a security issue. But
how is our
circulation?
Elbert.
Well, I wonder if the circulation in Elbert isn't impacted in part by the fact that it's in school.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I could definitely see that.
Well, being an Elbertonian, okay, we do read. Contrary to some stories, I think it's really hard to actually even determine how many people are using it. I would guess that almost all of them have a child in the school.
Mm-hmm.
So,
except those gray-haired people.
I would imagine that any statistics on it would be skewed in favor of younger users.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that may not be realistic compared to if it were out in the community somewhere.
Well, and there is some question, you know, about the, you know, you're talking about the content. And if you were somebody and you were trying to do some research and you're in either graduate school or someplace beyond high school, you know, what resources are there? I mean,
I assume you'd be ordering books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They could order them, you know, through the catalog.
Well, yeah, but
to be,
I mean,
delivered to Elbert and just pick them up, you know.
Well, that's so great, yeah. But, you know, yeah. That
put
is,
them in a brown paper
yeah,
bag.
Yeah, it's not immediately accessible.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's... I don't know. It's a tough question.
Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that it's there. You know, I really do. But
there, as in the school, or there, as in Elbert?
No, there in the town.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
We need a library. Everybody needs a library.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how we keep our brains working. So.
Well, I think this is an issue that we need to, after the first of the year, we need to start looking at potential sites. I mean, that one gentleman that was yeah. talking about that.
Who talks to us on a regular basis.
Things don't seem to change radically in Elbert with any speed. It's not a...
the speed and depthness of a glacier.
Yes, it's not a. There are no housing developments immediately around there that's pushing pressure on anything. But that could change.
It could, and probably will.
I mean, I would suspect the change will come to the at the west side. Because mm-hmm. that's an area that...
Well, and there have been developers that have purchased land up there. And the way you can tell whether there's any serious potential is what how much attention you get from the county. And they're improving those roads.
Mm-hmm.
So if, you know, after we get our needs assessments in January, and if things just kind of develop faster, then like, okay, it's obviously what we need to do, and the property that is ideal comes, you know, comes up available in the shorter term, we have the ability to change our budget radically. Or do we need to go with the, do we need to publish a budget change beyond a certain point?
You could do a public hearing again and
amend.
Mm-hmm. You've also,
okay.
So we've, for 2024, we've put, let me see, I want to make sure that I'm reading this correctly. We have 300,000, no, take that back. Take that back. Don't listen to me. I'm trying to find what I'm looking for. Yeah. Basically, we have another budget hearing and amend the budget and submit the budget to the state as an amendment, as an amended budget.
Okay. So we can do something.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
On us in January, you guys, yeah. January, to identify what you want to do.
Yeah, it's like, I understand that we want to do it, but it's like, I just couldn't see being in limbo for 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, if there, go ahead.
There's one more thing that we were going to, had asked it, if you would transfer funds. So,
That $30,000 transfer.
Yeah, if we could transfer $30,000 from, remind me what I said. Surplus, thank you, to the line item for the library service technician.
So, you want to make a motion?
So I'll give it a shot. I make a motion that we transfer $30,000 from the surplus in the budget to cover the needs of the library service tech salaries. Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
From the surplus? From the surplus.
Right. Can I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Is there any further business? Seeing none, I suggest we, I make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
And those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all.